Lord, may quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask in his name. Amen. You may be seated. Last week, we heard about Thomas, his doubts, his questions about the risen Jesus, and that was John's account. And this week, we hear the same story from a slightly different angle, from the writer of Luke. In his story, Jesus also suddenly appears among the disciples, but according to Luke, all of the disciples were fearful and unbelieving. It makes me wonder why. I mean, here Jesus was standing right in front of them, and they couldn't believe their eyes. Thomas, in John's version, didn't see Jesus and doubted. But in Luke's account, the disciples have doubt even as Jesus stands right there before them. They think he's a ghost. They're scared, like little kids might be scared. It makes you wonder why. Didn't they hear the teachings of Jesus? Didn't they hear Jesus talk to them about the signs named by the prophets? Didn't he explain to them that the Son of Man will be killed, but on the third day he will rise again? So why were they so surprised and unbelieving when Jesus appeared to them right after the resurrection? But according to Luke, there was something missing, and that something was understanding. So in today's gospel, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. It took Jesus to unlock their minds. It took a special revelation by God himself for the disciples to get it. Have you ever wondered why two people can look at nature and one see the signature of God in it and starts praising the Maker? And the other sees a bunch of little molecules caught in the cycle of evolution and entropy. There are so many who try to make sense out of every flower petal and every leaf. And we realize, though, that there are many things we just can't easily explain. Consider for a moment why two people could read the same Bible and one meets the living God, receiving strength and peace and joy for everyday living. And another sees nothing more than a collection of ancient human writings. The fact is, it takes an act of God, a special revelation to each one of us, personally, in order for us to see the light of God. Just like Jesus had to open the disciples' minds, God needs to open our minds too, so we can understand. And opening our minds, of course, is the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we pray before we do just about everything, or during, or after, or all of the above, everything in church. And especially when we begin a Bible study together or a meeting together. The fact that we need God to understand puts a whole new twist on our own human theology. Our faith, the fact that we believe and understand something of the mystery of God, is not rooted in our own doing, but it's rooted in God's grace alone. It's God who does the revealing of God's truths. It's not our natural intellect who understands. And yet, what profound thing does Jesus say to all of his buddies when he returns from the dead? Hey, anyone have anything to eat around here? I haven't eaten for days. I'm starving. This is not profound theological discourse, but rather, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. And really, aren't we all just like that a little bit? Don't we each think first about our creature comforts, and then maybe, if we have time, some profound thinking? We have some friends who taught us a wonderful word related to the way that Jesus felt, except as our humanness, we feel that way. It is hangry. And it's that feeling when you forgot to eat lunch or you didn't eat a good breakfast and you're hungry, but you're not just hungry, you're a little grouchy too. You're hangry. And if our vestry meeting runs a little bit too long, we all get a little hangry. If I'm at the office and forget a little snack by the time I get home, I'm hangry. And so if anyone wants to discuss my day, it's in the way of me and my supper. Jesus was just trying to make clear to these guys, his disciples, that he's real and human, and he's back from the dead. And more importantly, he's telling us that he's fulfilled all the prophets on teachings and teachings on the Messiah. He's returned, and we are forgiven for our sins, for our hangriness. So this human man, Jesus, has returned, and we're the recipients of the greatest gift of all, salvation. Jesus was patient and kind to his disciples, and he wasn't hangry. He hadn't eaten for days. He gently asks for food. So let us, in our humanness, put aside our hangry moments and be a little bit more Christ-like and give thanks to God for our risen Christ. Amen.